voorstander van Velvel ben Estachken. Niet er voor, ik schrijf er voor, schlijme besoog Sharchol Yisrael. Yesterday we started talking about the Shita B'Chachamim that we derived Tesov from Chag HaMatzis, that there's a Chiyav to eat Sukkah on the first night of Yom Tov. That even the Chachamim will hold there's no Chiyav to eat 14 Sudas on Sukkahs, but there is a Chiyav the first night. We learned that at the Gzeirah Shavah. What's the nature of that Chiyav? So we said there are two different ways of looking at that Chiyav. That either it's a Chiyav to have a Yeshiva B'Kviyas B'Sukkah, that whereas on the rest of Sukkahs, there's no chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah. It's just if you want to have an achilas kevin, it has to eat in the Sukkah. On the first night of Sukkahs, there's a chiyuv to have a yeshiva b'sukkah. There's a chiyuv to have an achilas kevin in the Sukkah. B'sukkahs teishu shivas yami means that the whole mitzvah revolving around yeshiva. So the rest of the Yom Tov, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, that in the context of eating an achilas kevin, then there's a mitzvah to eat in the Sukkah. But the first night, there's actually a chiyuv to have a yeshiva b'kviz. Or, the other way to look at it is that it's not a mitzvah of yeshiva. It's not a chi of yeshiva. Rather, it's a mitzvah sachila. There's a chi to have a maisa achila in the sukkah on the first night of Yom Tov. It's not yeshiva. It's not yeshiva. It's a different chi. There's a mitzvah yeshiva, the whole sukkah, and there's a chi of a mitzvah sachila, a chi of achila in the sukkah on the first night. What's a nafkamina? So he said the first nafkamina is the shir. How much do you have to eat the first night? Presumably, if you hold that the chiyuv is a chiyuv yeshiva b'sukkah, so then the shir should be a little bit more than a kibetza. It should be the same shir achilas keva that we have for the rest of Yom Tov. But if you assume that the chiyuv is a mitzvah sachila, so then just like ma'isa achila kol ha'tarakulis b'kizayis, same for mitzvah slosa, say all for mitzvah sasei, so the same should hold true over here. The chiyuv should be kizayis. That's what we wanted to suggest. We said it's not muchuch to say that shayla is dependent on this question, because you could say that the mitzvah, that the chiyuv is really a chiyuv yeshiva b'sukkah, and nevertheless, you could still say that the shir is kezayis. That's the Yesh Omrim and the Ran. Yesh Omrim and the Ran hold that the shir is a kezayis because akasav kavachova, since there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on the first night, even a kezayis is defined as an achilas keva. And that's a yeshiva b'kviz. So it's enough to have a kezayis, not because it's a mitzvah zachila, but rather because that's called a yeshiva b'kviz. And according to that, what would emerge is that the issur to eat outside the sukkah would be b'shir kezayis also, because achilas keva, the first night, is defined as a kezayis. So just like you can be yotza your chiyuv to have a yeshiva b'kviyos by eating a kezayis, because that's called an achilas keva, kosav kavachova, so too there's an issur to eat a kezayis outside the sukkah, because that's an achilas keva. There's an issur to do a yeshiva outside the sukkah, even if it's only a kezayis, because that's called a yeshiva the first night. Okay, so the first nafkamina shir, how much do you have to eat in the sukkah verse 9, might not be a nafkamina, as we pointed out. Second nafkamina we had was the case of mitztayer. We know mitztayer is part of a sukkah in general, because teishu came to duru. What's it in the first night? So we said Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Acherim Sheberan, they hold that even if you're the Gishamim, you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. Mitztayer is chayev in the sukkah on the first night. That's the Rabbeinu Yehuda quoted by the Rosh. Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda differently. We're going to get to that later. Tosus says the Rabbeinu Yehuda holds that avada when the Gishon Mayordim, you're not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. Rabbeinu Yehuda just claims that you can't be yotze yechiyuv by eating in the house. If the Gishamim stop, then you would have to go back out to the sukkah. But avada when the Gishamim are coming down, the Rabbeinu Yehuda doesn't say that you're chayev to eat in the sukkah. Then it's two versions within Yeshita. We'll get to it. Does he hold that even while it's raining, there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah? Does he say no? Avada mitzvah is part of the sukkah. But you have to go back. The chiyuv to eat in the sukkah forces you to go back into the sukkah if the geshamim stop. Okay, but there is a shita that holds mitzvah is chayiv b'sukkah in the first night. The Rashba in the Tshuva argues, the Rashba in the Tshuva claims that mitzvah is part of the sukkah even the first night. Yoni pointed out that the Rambam also seems to say that mitzvah is part of the sukkah the first night, because he doesn't distinguish. He has to distinguish between the first night as opposed to the other nights of sukkah. What's the machlokas, the 2 days? Why should I assume mitzvah is chayiv b'sukkah the first night of Pata? So he suggested, they say in the yeshivas, that it's dependent on the shayla. That if you hold that the mitzvah, the first night, the chi, the first night is yeshiva, so then the rule of teishu kentadur applies to the first night just like it applies to every other night. If teishu kentadur patas a mitzvah from sitting in the sukkah every other day of sukkah, so it's a pattern from the sukkah the first night also. But if you hold that there's a mitzvah sachila in the sukkah the first night, so it could be that a mitzvah is chayiv to do a mitzvah sachila. Just because he's mitzvah shouldn't mean that he doesn't have to do mitzvah sachila. But if someone's mitzvah, he doesn't have to eat matzah. He still has to push himself to eat the matzah. So the chara over here too. Just because he's mitzar from eating in the sukkah, he's mitzar from the bugs, whatever, mitzar from the rain, the bugs, the smell. If it's a mitzvah sachila, not a mitzvah yeshivas, then maybe he has the chiyuv to do it in the sukkah. And that's what we suggested at first glance, that it should depend on the same shayla. But then we pointed out that that's not mukhrach either. Right? You could say what? You could say that the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night is a mitzvah sachila. And nevertheless, mitzvah could still be potter from eating in the sukkah. Right? You could say that the chiyuv is a mitzvah sachila. Hi, mitzvah is chayv and all mitzvah sachila, so why is he potter? No, mitzvah still could be potter. Why? Because even if it's a mitzvah sachila, the mitzvah sachila has to take place in the sukkah. And the Rashba might hold that the reason why mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah on the first night is even though it is a mitzvah sachila, maybe the Rashba admits to that cheetah that it's a mitzvah sachila the first night, but it's got to be the sukkah. Maybe the Rashba holds that a mitzvah who sits in the, who eats in the sukkah is not doing yeshiva besukkah. Since it's not ke'en toduru, it's not ke'en toduru for a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. If it's not ke'en toduru, then it's not called a dira. It's a chiddush. It's not just a p'tur if it's not ke'en toduru, but if it's not ke'en toduru, it's not called a dira. If it's not a dira, it turns out he's not eating in the sukkah. That's the problem. It's not that there's the regular din of teshu ke'en toduru, there's a mitzvah yeshiva, and if he's mitzvah, it's not ke'en toduru, so therefore he's potter. No, it's a mitzvah achila. But the mitzvah achila has to take place inside the sukkah. If he's mitzvah, so that his yeshiva is not a yeshiva besukkah, so he's not fulfilling the mitzvah sachila properly because it's not nachila inside the sukkah. That's what we suggested yesterday. Okay. The Rav was very fond of this last approach. He thought that the pshat in the Rashba was not that the Rashba holds mitzvah is potter min asukkah the first night because the chi of the first night is a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah. But rather, no, even he admits that it's a mitzvah chila. But he claims that someone who's mitzvahir, it's not just that he's potim in a sukkah, but that his yeshiva besukkah is not called yeshiva besukkah at all. If it's not ken taduru, then it's not a yeshiva besukkah at all. And we actually pointed out that Yoni's Rambam seems to be saying the same thing, because on the one hand, the Rambam holds that the shir for achila in a sukkah is a kezayis, even though he claims that the shir for the iser to eat outside the sukkah is kebeya, or a little bit more than a kebeya. It's not the same shir. So the Rambam clearly holds that there is a mitzvah sachila the first night. That's why the shir that you have to eat inside the sukkah is not the same shir as the iser to eat outside the sukkah. He must hold it's a mitzvah sachila. And nevertheless, the Rambam doesn't distinguish in terms of mitzvah between the first night and the other night. So he seems to hold it's a mitzvah sachila. Nevertheless, mitzvah is potter min asukkah the first night. How can that be? If it's a mitzvah sachila, why shouldn't he be chayv? The answer is the Rambam holds that the mitzvah who eats in the sukkah is not doing yeshiva besukkah. It's not nachila besukkah, because if it's not ken taduru, that's not called a dira. That's how the Rambam must be assuming. The Rav said that the Zayde Reb Chaim proved this point, that a mitzvah who eats in the sukkah is not doing yeshiva besukkah at all. He proved this point from the famous Ramah that we keep on coming back to. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah quotes the Rishalmi at the end of the Siman Tov version of the test. Ramah says that anyone who is potter from sitting in the sukkah and doesn't leave, nikra hedyot. Da'agos ma'imini b'shem Yerushalmi. Potter midavar v'oseyo nikra hedyot. Right, this is the Ramah in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Tes Siv Zayin. Kol ha'potter min ha'sukkah v'eino yotzei lishon, eino mekabel olav schar v'eino ela hedyotos. Zot Reb Chaim is only a hedyot. Why is he a hedyot? Why should he be a hedyo? He's mekayim a mitzvah. He's potter from the mitzvah, but he's mekayim a mitzvah. Why should he be called a hedyo? So he said, Reb Chaim suggested that from here you see that a mitzvah, that's what the Ramah is going on. He's going on mitzvah. You ordered the shamim and you left the sukkah because you're mitzvah. You see from the Ramah that someone who's mitzvah, if he sits in the sukkah, that's not a yeshiva b'sukkah at all. There's no kiyum. So that's why he's nikra hedyo. It must be that there's no kiyum, and that's why he's nikra hedyo. That's the raya Reb Chaim brought from the Ramah. If that's the case, right, if we look at the Ramah carefully and we say that this is the raya that mitzvah who eats in the sukkah is really not doing yeshiva besukkah, so then what emerges is that there actually might be room to distinguish between different types of mitzvah regarding this halacha. Because we keep on mentioning that the Bir Halacha on that Ramah quotes a Bikur Yaakov, who distinguishes between someone who's mitzvah machmas etzem ha-yeshiva besukkah He's mitzvah from something in the sukkah, like the bugs or the cold or the smell or something like that. And someone who's mitzvah to get to the sukkah. And we had many different cases of that. Someone who's the lights go out in his sukkah, and he's mitzvah to get to his friend's sukkah. Well, let's say it's raining, and then he started his suda in the house. He doesn't have to leave the suda in the middle, even if the rain stopped, to go back to the sukkah. Let's say he went to sleep. He doesn't have to wake up in the middle of the night. Someone wakes him up to go back to the sukkah. If he's mitzvah to get to the sukkah, he's part of the sukkah as well. It's up to the Kriya Yaakov. If a person pushes himself to eat in the sukkah, so if he's mitzvah because of the etzim yeshiva b'sukkah, then he's nekra hedya. But if he's mitzvah to get to the sukkah, and he pushes himself to go eat in his friend's sukkah, or he pushes himself in the middle of his sukkah to go back to the sukkah, or he's sleeping, he pushes himself to go back to the sukkah, he's not nekra hedya in that case. He's not a head. He is going to get tzchak. Why is he going to get tzchak? The Kriya Yaakov says there's a difference. If he's mitzvah, machmas tircha lahagia lesukkah, then if he pushes himself, he will get schar, and he's not called a hedya. He's mitzvah, machmas etzema yeshiva besukkah, so then he's not going to get schar, and he is nekra hedya. Why? What's the difference? So we suggested the difference is because someone who's mitzvah to get to the sukkah, you can't say that his yeshiva is not a yeshiva besukkah. He's not mitzvah from the sukkah itself. So once he gets to the sukkah, then his yeshiva besukkah is kedasu kevin. There's no problem. And the stomach should be able to get schar in that. If he's mitzvah machmas etzema yeshiva besukkah, so then his yeshiva might not be called a yeshiva besukkah. That's why he doesn't get a schar. He's nikra hedya. But just to get to the sukkah, so if he overcame his tsar, then when he sits in the sukkah, he does get schar, because that really is a kiyum mitzvah. That lechor is what the Mikur Yaakov had. Said the Rav, if we assume that there's a distinction between two types of mitzvah, what should emerge is that on the first night, even if you want to hold that mitzvah is potem in a sukkah, it's only a mitzvah machmas etzem hayeshiva b'sukkah, not the mitzvah to get to the sukkah. All the coolest that we have, that someone who's mitzvah to get to the sukkah is potem in a sukkah, Rav the Rav, that definitely will not apply on the first night. Person who's mitzvah to get to the sukkah, he has to get to the sukkah. He has to push himself to get to the sukkah. Not just that if he does it, he gets a kiyum schar. He gets schar and he's not called a hedya. On the first night, right? All of that, whether he gets schar, is he called a hedya, that's all for the rest of the sukkahs. But the first night, he's mechuyev to push himself to go to the sukkah. Why? Dr. Rav, well, based on our yisod, the whole tour of mitzvah from the first night, right? Those who say the mitzvah is partying in the first night, that's because they hold that his yeshiva besukkah is not a yeshiva. They admit that there's a mitzvah zachil in the first half, and the mitzvah zachil has to take place inside the sukkah. And they claim that the yeshiva besukkah of a mitzvah, whose mitzvah machmas hasukkah, is not a yeshiva besukkah. If that's the reason why the mitzvah is part of the first night, then that only applies to a mitzvah who's mitzvah from the sukkah. But if he's only mitzvah to get to the sukkah, who parted him? There's a mitzvah sachil of a sukkah. When the mitzvah to get to the sukkah ultimately gets to the sukkah, he'll do his mitzvah sachil of a sukkah. Because no one would say that the mitzvah to get to the sukkah can't do a yeshiva b'sukkah. He's not mitzvah from the sukkah. So once he gets to the sukkah, he does a yeshiva b'sukkah, he'll be on to his mitzvah. So it's only the mitzvah while he's in the sukkah, the bugs and the heat and the cold or whatever, that individual is going to be potter even the first night, according to some of the shittas, the Rashman, the Rambam. Why? Because his yeshiva b'sukkah is not going to be a yeshiva, so his achil is not an achil b'sukkah. But if he's only mitzvah to get to the sukkah, said the Rav, l'chora, he should be mechuyev the first night, l'kuleyama. He should be mechuyev the first night to push himself to get to the sukkah, because there's no reason to say that he won't have a mitzvah sachila. He'll have that mitzvah sachila b'sukkah once he gets there. Now this is only assuming like the Rav's version of the Rashba. And if you were to say that the Rashba holds that mitzvah is potem in a sukkah the first night, because Teishu can't do, there's a chiyuv yeshiva b'sukkah the first night, and the mitzvah is part of that yeshiva that's not can't do. So then, Teishu can't do is a p'tur, both a mitzvah machmas hasukkah and mitzvah together. So there should be no difference. It's only because of the Rav's var that he assumes that even the Rashba, who holds mitzvah is part of that sukkah, that's not because there's a chobas yeshiva b'sukkah the first night, but rather there's a chobas achila, there's a mitzvah achila b'sukkah. But the mitzvah can't do it b'sukkah because his yeshiva b'sukkah is not called a sukkah. So for that, because of that svara, the Rav is willing to distinguish and say someone who's mitzvah only to get to the sukkah, since his yeshiva b'sukkah will be yeshiva b'sukkah, he's mechuyev the first night to get to the sukkah to do his mitzvah. So If this is the case, if there really is a distinction between these two types of mitzvah, on the first night of Sukkot, yes.
Can you repeat that part about only because of the Rav?
There were two approaches we had to the Rashba. Okay, the Rashba amazing how one day the marker works beautifully, the next day it doesn't work at all. Right, the Rashba says mitzvah, poter, afilu, b'leil aleph. Why? So either because the chiyah of the first night is a chiyah of yeshiva b'sukkah. Mitzvah is not ken tadura. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is there's a chiyah of achila b'sukkah. Achilas mitzta'er b'sukkah choshev ke'eno ochel b'sukkah. Right, he's not eating in sukkah. Because for him, it's not ka'en tadur. It's not a deer. It's not a deer for him. If the approach to the Rashba is the first approach, then it shouldn't matter what type of mitzta'er it is. Because any mitzta'er is not ke'en taduru. Whether he's mitzta'er machmas the sukkah, mitzta'er to get to the sukkah, it doesn't matter. It's all not ke'en taduru. So just like he'd be potter the rest of sukkah, he'll be potter the first day too. The first night too. But if it's a chobas achila b'sukkah, if the whole problem is that the achilas mitzta'er is not called an achila b'sukkah because it's not a dira for him, so that might only apply to a mitzta'er machmas the yeshiva b'sukkah. Something wrong with the sukkah itself. But if he's only mitzta'er to get to the sukkah, his achila is an achila b'sukkah. So he'd be mechoyev to do the achila b'sukkah. Because his achila, even though he was a mitzvah at some point, but now in the sukkah, he's not a mitzvah. So his achila b'sukkah will be called an achila b'sukkah, and he's mechoyev to do. So if we assume like this, then there's room to be masig on the famous psak of the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, we can't learn the second paragraph without delving into the Mishnah Berurah. This is one of the most famous Mishnah Berurahs in the sukkah. Mishnah Berurah says that, let's say yordu gishalim the first night. What do you do? What do you do if it's raining the first night? Every Rav, the first night of Sukkot, they'll always say, you know, between Mincha Maariv, they'll always review the halachas. If it's not going to rain, then they don't have to review anything. But often, you know, it looks like it's going to rain. So they always have to go over this. So they go over the Psak of Mishnah Berurah. It's a famous Psak of Mishnah Berurah. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? So we have to juggle. There are two shitas here. The Machlokas Rishonim, whether the Mitzvah is Chayav B'Sukkah the first night, or the Mitzvah is Potter B'Sukkah the first night. So what do you do? So it says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say it's raining. The rain is not stopping. So you wait a little bit. Why do you wait a little bit? You can go into your house immediately, right? I mean, you can do whatever you have to do and eat in the sukkah, eat in the house. No, because we wait a little bit. We want to make a bracha of leishav sukkah. It's the first night. We want to make a shechiyonu in the bracha of leishav sukkah. Right? If we don't wait, then we can't make a leishav sukkah. Why? Because even if you hold the tzar as high of the sukkah, right, even if there's a tzad that the tzar is chayav sukkah, you're going to eat the sukkah to yotze those shittas that hold the tzar is chayav sukkah, but there's another school of thought that holds the tzar is potter mina sukkah, so you can't make a leishav sukkah. So we try to wait a little bit, maybe it'll stop raining and we'll be able to make a leishav sukkah now. But let's say it's not stopping, it's still raining. What are you doing? So it says in Mishnah Berurah, look, you got to eat a kezias inside the sukkah. You got to eat a little bit inside the sukkah. Why? Because there are shittas that hold that the tzar is chayav sukkah the first time. Yor de Gishamim doesn't pater you, still is a chiyuv. That's the Rebbe Yehuda and the Acherim Sheberan, right? They hold that you chayev in the sukkah, even if you mitzvah the first night. So you gotta be yotze doshi. Don't make a bracha leishav sukkah because it's a suffic bracha. There's some who are. So eat the kezias inside the sukkah, or eat the kebetz inside the sukkah, whatever shear you'll eat. And then you can come into your house and finish the suda. Once you've been yotze, according to that shita, so then you don't have to stay inside the sukkah because you were yotze a chiyuv already. So you can come in and finish the suda inside. What says the Mishnah Berurah? Let's say it stops raining before you go to sleep. So admittedly, you don't have to stop your suda and go back to the sukkah. But let's say you finish the sukkah. Now you're sitting around and learning inside. What else does a person do on the first night of sukkah after the meal? Right? You're sitting and learning, and talking, and spending time with the family, with the guests, etc. Right? And it stops raining. What do you know? It stops raining. Someone looks outside and sees it stops raining. You got to go back outside to the sukkah. Why? But I ate in the sukkah already. According to those shittas that hold, I was chayiv. I was yotze the mitzvah. No, you were yotze the mitzvah only according to those shittas that claim mitzvah is chayiv the sukkah. But according to the shittas that hold mitzvah is potum in a sukkah, you were not yotze yochiv. Right? According to those shittas that mitzvah is potum in a sukkah, then you were potter. So, it's not as good as going out now, right? Now you're actually chayiv in the sukkah, even according to those shittas. So you should go outside to be yotze the mitzvah, even according to the man da'amim, who hold mitzvah is potum in a sukkah, because now you have a chiyuv. So you should go out to be yotze the chiyuv according to those shittas. Yes.
So would you have to now eat it? You couldn't eat it kazayas. Now you have to be mitzvah because you already ate your kazayas in the sukkah.
No. No, if the look, there's a shiloh with the shear is, so probably you should eat a kibetza anyway, right? But it doesn't matter, because according to the shitas that mitzvah is potum in a sukkah, then you weren't yotze before. So now you should go out again, because now you do have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, go out again to eat the shear. Go out again to eat the shear. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But says the Mishnah Berurah, one caveat, one kula. Mishnah Berurah is not just a machmer, he's also a maple. But if you went to sleep already, and then the rain stops, then you would not have to go outside. Because man of shach yipater. If you hold like the dais that claim it's tarez chayev sukkah, you were yotzi yachiv when you ate when it was raining. And if the halach is like the dais that mitzvah is potem in a sukkah, then you're mitzvah now too, because you're sleeping. So there's no chayev then. Right? The Mishnah Berurah is saying that you always have to be yotzi yachiv. So if it's raining, then you have to eat in the sukkah to be yotzi the chiyuv according to the man da'amim who say mitzvah is chayev sukkah the first day. And if it stops raining, then you should have to be yotzi the mitzvah according to those who hold mitzvah is potum and not mitzvah the first night. But that's only if you're not mitzvah. If I was mitzvah and now it stopped raining, I'm not mitzvah, then I have to go back into the sukkah. But if I already started sleeping, then I am mitzvah. Then I'm not mechuyev to go back to the sukkah. Man of shacham potum, because according to the shittas mitzvah is chayev, I was yotzi before, and according to the shittas that mitzvah is potter, I am a mitzvah now too. I was mitzvah before, and I'm mitzvah now. Different mitzvah. Before it was from the geshamim. Now it's because I'm sleeping. I'm in bed. I'm in my pajamas, and I'm mitzvah to get back. L'chora, if you take the approach of the Rav that there's a chilik between two types of mitzvah on the first night, then the taina of the Mishnah Berurah is not really a taina. Right? Because if you take the approach of the Rav that really there's a mitzvah sachila the first night, it's just the reason why mitzvah is potem in a sukkah, according to those shittas, is because his achila won't be an achila b'sukkah. But that only applies to a mitzvah machmas yeshiva b'sukkah, like if you're to the shamim or shvuvim or something like that. But the only tzar that we're talking about is to get to the sukkah. Who says that kind of mitzvah is potem in a sukkah? So in the case of the Mishnah Berurah, even if I went to sleep, even if I'm in bed and I'm in my pajamas, I might be chayiv to go out to the sukkah, to eat in the sukkah. Because that type of mitzvah to get to the sukkah might not be potter on the first night. Only a mitzvah machmas yeshiva b'sukkah might be potter. Because that's not called a yeshiva b'sukkah, it's not called an achila b'sukkah. And the reason why mitzvah is potter in the sukkah the first night is not because it's not kain tadur, but because there's a mitzvah zachila, but it has to be the sukkah. So if the only mitzvah I have, the only tzar I have is to get to the sukkah, I might be chayev to go back to the sukkah. So it's not clear that the Mishnah Berurah is really correct. According to the Yesod of the Rav, l'chora, the Mishnah Berurah is questionable. Of course, if you don't learn like the Rav, if you learn that mitzvah is potem in a sukkah, there's a chayev yeshiva b'sukkah, and it's not kain tadur, like every other Tor mitzvah throughout Yom Tov, so then what the Mishnah Berurah is saying does make sense. So l'chora, the Mishnah Berurah and the Rav would be arguing about these two approaches. Why is mitzvah potem in a sukkah on the first thing? So they say in the Rishim HaShiurim that the Rav told a story. He was a youngster. One time it rained. It rained in his home. Not in his home. It rained in his area. Right? They couldn't sit in the sukkah the first night. And his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, was of course very makbid in mitzvahs, medaktik in mitzvahs. So he was looking outside the window. You know what to do. Okay, so they ate a kazayas in the sukkah. They ate a kazayas in the sukkah because they couldn't, kazayas, the Rambam. Right, they ate a kazayas in the sukkah, and then they came inside, they finished the meal. And then, as the Rav told the story, they went to bed. The Rav must have been a youngster. They went to bed. And you know, in the middle of the night, his father is, knocking on the door, comes in, he wakes him up. He wakes up the family, says, "It stopped raining! Moshe Soloveitchik had stayed awake. He was learning, probably in the study or something, and he saw the rain stop, so he woke up the family to go outside. So the Rav told over that, you know, he turned to his father and said, I don't understand, if his star is part of an asuka, so I'm in star now, so why should I have to go out? I'm not sure what age the Rav was at that point. But, you know, I think his father loved the shakashas, not only at that age, but at that time in the morning. Quite an interesting story. Yeah, they don't tell these stories about most people. But he said his father didn't answer, which is very typical. His father had a certain style, so he didn't always answer every question. He wanted you to think about it. So the Rav later, years later, he said, I think I figured out what was behind my father's theory, right? It's my father's thought process. My father learned like the second pshat, right? He was learning that there's a mitzvah achila b'sukkah. That's the Rambam, right? The Rambam holds kizayis. Not because it's an achilas keva, but because it's a chovas achila b'sukkah. But the shita that holds mitzvah apotim and asukkah, even the first night, it's up to Rav. L'chora, my father was assuming, like the second approach, that there really is a mitzvah achila, but it's got to be an achila b'sukkah. A mitzvah who eats in the sukkah is not doing an achila b'sukkah, because that's not called a sukkah for him, it's not kantadur. So that's why my father thought that that might only apply to a mitzvah when the rain is coming down, or a mitzvah machmas zvuvim. But mitzvah just to get to the sukkah? What's the p'tur? Once you get to the sukkah, you'll be able to do an achila b'sukkah, and you'll be yotze the mitzvah. My father thought that that mitzvah is not part of the sukkah the first night. That even according to the shita, the mitzvah is part of the first night. That's only a mitzvah machmas yeshiva b'sukkah. Mitzvah to get to the sukkah is not part of the first night. And that's why he felt that mitzvah should get out of bed and go back to the sukkah. Against the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is not assuming like that. He's assuming that the chiv is a chiv yeshiva b'sukkah. So if someone's mitzvah, no matter what mitzvah you are, you're going to be potter. So that's why if you've already gone to sleep, manavshach, you've been yotze. Because if mitzvah is chayav, you ate in the sukkah already, the kezayis. If mitzvah is potter, then you're potter now too. Because you're mitzvah to go to the sukkah. Okay. That ends this sukkah. Questions? Gedalia.
Just a second. Is that Mishnah Berurah? Does he seems to say, in the Rasa of when you originally have to go, but then the Mishnah Berurah says when you go back out, you should have to kavitzah.
He's jumping back and forth. Uh-huh. Right, we always talk kizayis. Why? Because we assume what? The shir kavitzah is a shir yeshiva. So if mitzvah is chayav b'sukkah, yeah. Mitzvah is chayav b'sukkah, then you're not assuming that it's a din yeshiva. But isn't that what he's saying? If mitzvah is chayav b'sukkah, then you're assuming that the mitzvah on the first night is not yeshiva. So then the shir has to be kizayis. Think about it. The shir has to be kizayis. So that's why initially you're trying to be yotzei the man da'amrim who holds mitzvah is chayav b'sukkah. But then when you go out, you're trying to be yotzei even according to the man da'amrim who holds mitzvah is potem in a sukkah. So according to that sheet, there could be the shir is a kibetz. And that's why the shir change. If you hold mitzvah is chayav, it's not possible that the shir is a kibetz, because that's an achilas keva. That would imply that the mitzvah is a mitzvah yeshiva. But if you hold mitzvah is chayav, l'chor you have to assume it's a mitzvah achilas, so maybe that's why he held that the shir was a kibetz. Okay, let's go fight. The Mishnah quotes two machlokas in Rebbe Lezer and the Chacham, right? The Odom of Rebbe Lezer, Mishlo Achal Leila Yom Tov Harishon Yashlim Leila Yom Tov Ha'achon Shalchan. Rebbe Lezer's second point is, aside from the fact that you have to eat 14 sudas on Sukkos, he holds that there's a din of tashlumin. And if you didn't eat Leila Yom Tov Rishon, it's unclear actually if the word Leila should be there. So you're talking about Leila Yom Tov Rishon, or you're talking about any of the sudas? Any of the 14 sukkahs. Okay, we can read it the way it is in the Mishnah. Okay, that Rebbe Lezer holds if you don't eat Leila Yom Tov Rishon, then you can be mashlim the Leila Yom Tov Achron Shalchan. That means on Shmini Atzeres, Eretz Yisrael, where they're not going to eat in the sukkah. They're not going to eat in the sukkah. Av Opikain, Rebbe Lezer holds you can be mashlim the Suda that you missed. The Chachamim say, no, you can't be mashlim, Yehovah. You have to eat bizman. If you don't eat bizman, so you lost the opportunity. That's the machlokas. Two machlokas in Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim. First of all, Rebbe Lezer holds is a chiyuv of 14 sudas. The Chachamim argue, as we discussed at great length, And now second machlokas, Rabbi Elazar says that even if you didn't eat one of the sudas, you can still be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. What does that mean, one of the sudas and being mashlim on Shmini Atzeres? Why Shmini Atzeres? Why can't I be mashlim Chol HaMoed? So that's what the Ritva points out. Not all Rishonim agree, but this is the mainstream. The sugya is complicated enough, so we'll do the Ritva. But you should know, not everyone agrees with what the Ritva is saying. But he says that Shmini Atzeres is lav dafka. Now, perish af leile yom tov achron. You could even be mashlim Shmini Atzeres. Right? And that's what the whole Gemara is talking about. That's the Chiddush. How can you be mashlim Shmini Atzeres? We'll talk about why not, but that the chiddush is that you can even be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. The kolshkin zok the ritva besoch achag atzma avad on cholamoy. What's the? Why shouldn't you be able to be mashlim? Then it's mamish sukis. It's avad you can be mashlim the suda. The hamishal mechagiga gomer la. He's learning from shal mechagiga shem lo chagag biyom tov harishon shechagig is kol harishon biyom tov achron shel chag. The halacha is by shal mechagiga that if you didn't bring the shlomim the chiv of shal mechagiga on sukis. Right? If you didn't bring the Shalmei Chagiga the first day, then you could be Chogeg the other days. You could bring the Shalmei Chagiga. There's a Tashlumen. Right? The Gemara Chagiga talks about that there's a Tashlumen for the Shalmei Chagiga. If someone was a Chigeber Ishan, if he was lame, he couldn't be Ola Regel, so then he's potter from the Olas Re'iyah. He's potter from the Tashlumen too, because he wasn't shy after the Karbanis even the first day. But if he's only honest for some reason, he wasn't able to bring the Karban, so then he's chayiv in the Karban and does the Tashlumen later. Yes?
So in this case of Sukkah, you were mitzvah on the first night and you weren't chayiv in Sukkah, would you have to make it up?
So what does that mean? You're not chayiv in Sukkah or you're just potter in Sukkah? Right? You're just honest that you can't fulfill the mitzvah. Right? Take the second approach, let's say. Right? There's a mitzvah sachila which you are chayiv in. It's just the mitzvah chila has to be besukkah. So if your yeshiva besukkah is not going to be a sukkah, then you just can't fulfill the mitzvah. Your hands are tied. Is there any difference between that case and a person who had a stomach ache who couldn't eat? He couldn't eat, so he has a chiyuv. No one would say he doesn't have a chiyuv, but he can't fulfill that chiyuv. So there would be a din of tashlum. Right? Someone who has a stomach ache who can't daven, he has a chovas tashlum to daven another tefillah. The same would hold true over here. So up the Ritva, no one's saying that you can only be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres. We're saying even on Shmini Atzeres, if you didn't eat the first night of Yom Tov, Rabbi Elazar holds that you can be mashlim even on Shmini Atzeres, but Kolshkin, you can be mashlim on Sukkot. Okay. And that's the Mishnah. So Frek the Gemara, I, the Ha'amar, Rabbi Elazar, Abbas Vesudas, Chayvadam Lecho, Besukkah, Achaz Beyom, Achaz Balayla. Amar Rebbe Lezer, the second part of Rebbe Lezer is so the first part. Rebbe Lezer in the second Bava, the second Chalik of the Mishnah says that you have a din of Tashlumin if you didn't eat the first night. Aye, Rebbe Lezer says in the first part of the Mishnah that you have a chiyuv to eat Yudal at Sudas, Achas Bayam, Achas Balayla. What's the kasha? What's the asking? Oh, hold. See. So what's the teretz? Before we get to the kasha, let's try to understand the teretz. It's mutna, right? We'll try to read the teretz and then try to figure out the shock of the tire. But okay, let's get it all in front of us. So Dr. Gemara, Amar Bira, Amar Reb Ami, Chozebo Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar was Chozebo from what he said. Something of what he said. So the kasha is, the kasha of the Gemara was, I, Reb Elazar, hold, you have to eat Yudal at Sudas in the Sukkah, Achas Beyom Achas Balayla. That somehow is a stira to his second statement that you have a din of tashlumin. So it's up to Gemara. No, he was chosebo from his first statement. So what's the kasha? What's the teretz? What's flying over here? What's the shaka that had the Gemara? It's a major machlokes in the Rishonim, what pshat in the Gemara is, and this brings some of the achronim to make incredible statements that relate back to what we discussed, to the previous sukkah, to the nature of the mitzvah chil in the first time. What does Rashi say? Let's see Rashi slowly and carefully over here. Ha'amar Rebbe Elazar, Yudal et Sudas Chayv Adam Lecho B'Sukkah. What does Rashi say? Kevin debiyom achron lo b'sukkah yosef, yoshav ba l'shem mitzvah over al baltosif, mai hashlama de sukkah ikah hachar. Rebbe Elazar holds that you have to eat Yudal et Sudas b'sukkah. The key to the kasha, according to Rashi, is not the Yudal et Sudas, but the b'sukkah. Rebbe Elazar holds you have to eat the Yudal et Sudas b'sukkah. The chiyuv is b'sukkah. So if you're going to be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres, stami a mashlim shalom b'sukkah. On Shmini Atzeres, we don't eat b'sukkah. Again, we're talking about the Shmini Atzeres with no sukkah, like a Simchas Torah in Chutz Laretz. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, the Shmini Atzeres, and Chutz Laretz, it's Simchas Torah. There's no sukkah. Eliezer holds is this tashlume, but tashlume and Hashmini Yetzias Mistame is shelo besukah. It has to be shelo besukah, says Rashi, because if it's besukah, it'll be bal tosif. Not only won't you accomplish anything, it's going to be bal tosif. So what kind of tashlume can that be? The Beleza holds is a tashlum and Hashmini Yetzias, but he holds that the achila was supposed to be besukah. So if the achila is besukah, you can't be mashlim besukah, because on Hashmini Yetzias you're not going to eat in the sukah. It's dach bal tosif. So how can there be a tashlum? So what does the Gemara say? Rebbe Lezer was Chozabo Rebbe Lezer, Zot Rashi, Eitzel Chachamim, Lo Mashem Ladover Kitzva. He brought so, Lizanos, Yisane, Chutz Milele Yom Tov Harisha. Rebbe Lezer was Chozabo to say that you don't have to have the Yudalat Sukkos. Rebbe Lezer was Chozabo to say that you don't have to have the Yudalat Sukkos. You could be Misane except for the Lele Yom Tov Harisha. Bahami apolig alayu the kasavar yeshla tashlumi kmoshesh tashlumi the karbonas yom rishon afi yom tov achri. Just like there's tashlumi for the karbonas, for the shami chagiga, tashlumi from yom rishon to yom achron, so too Rebbe Lezer holds is tashlumi from leli yom tov rishon to shmini atzeres. It was chozebo in the fact that he originally held you need yudalat sudas. So that he was chozebo. He says you don't need yudalat sudas. There's no chiyuv. Teed in the sukkah throughout the Yom Tov. We don't say Teshu came to Adura, Madira, Achas Ve'yom Achas Ba'layla, Sukkah Achas Ve'yom Achas Ba'layla. That far he doesn't go. He agrees to the Chachamim that there's only a Chiyah of the first night. Bahami Apolig, but regarding this issue, he disagrees that there is a Tashlumin for the first night. That's the answer to the Gemara. Right? The Kasha was, he holds that the Achil is supposed to be Besukkah. How could he be Mashlim, the Achil of Besukkah, and Shmini Atzeres? It's Doch Bal Taisiv. Come to the Gemara and say, no, he was Chozabo, Rebbe Lezer now agrees to the Chacham that there's only a Chiyuv on the first night. No Chiyuv the rest of the days. So therefore, you can't do a Tashlumin, just like by Karbonis, you can do a Tashlumin on the last day of Yom Tov for the first day of Yom Tov. So the Pella is, what did Rashi accomplish? We get Pshat in the Kasha of the Gemara, but we have no idea what he's talking about in Teretz. What does the Chazara help us? Rebbe Lezer was Chozabo to say that you don't need Yudal and Sudas, Shkoich. But the first Suda still has to be in the Sukkah. The Suda of Leli Yom Tov Rishon still has to be in the Sukkah. So, Adra Kushya, the Kushya comes back. What's the Tashlumin and Shmini Atzeres going to help you? The Tashlumin and Shmini Atzeres is not Besukkah. Sachpil Eplayim against Rashi. Well, what's Rashi saying over here? What's Pshat Rashi? I mean, it's not like I have a Kash on Rashi. I don't understand what Rashi is saying. I can't even explain the Rashi. Sometimes you can explain the Rishon, but you have a Kasha. This is not even it's not a Kasha. It's that we just don't understand what the Taichverta are. We can read the Rashi, but it doesn't finish the job. It doesn't finish the job because it's still Shver. Yeah.
Maybe now you limit it to the first day instead of all days. That now changes the...
Okay. We're going to get to that. But before we get to that, some Rishonim were so troubled with the Rashi that they offer a different shot in the Shach of Atar Ligim. So let's see. That's the Meiri and the Ritva. I asked you to see the Meiri because it's a little bit of an easier read. The Ritva says the same thing, though. Not the Ritva we saw, a different Ritva in the Ritva. What does the Meiri say? He asked this Kashan Rashi. First of all, the Meiri says that who claims that the Tashlumin is not taking place Besukkah? Rashi's point of departure is that the Tashlumin can't take place Besukkah. Tashlumin Hashmini Atzeres. Right? The Gemara says Rebbe Lezer holds that you can be mashlim even on Shmini Atzeres. Tashlum on Shmini Atzeres, I can be besukah. That's going to be bal tosif. So comes the Meiri and says, "What's the bal tosif? Maybe the tashlumin really is taking place besukah on Shmini Atzeres. But you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. No, shalom bezmano, right? To be over bal tosif, shalom bezmano, you need kavan. To be over bal tosif, shalom bezmano, you need kavan. And here you don't have kavana. Not kavana. You don't have kavanas mitzvah. You're not eating in the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres for kavanas mitzvah sukkah. You're eating in the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres for kavanas tashlumin. Dr. Meiri, Rashi's whole problem never began. Rashi was bothered with this idea that you can't be mashlim on Shmini Atzeres b'sukkah because it's going to be baltosif. So comes the Meiri and says, not baltosif. Shalom b'zmano. Bal Tosif is only a problem if you have Kavanas Mitzvah, but here you have Kavanas Tashlumin, not Kavanas Mitzvah. That's not a problem. It's an interesting idea. Right? You do have Kavana for a Mitzvah, but not for Mitzvah Sukkah. Kavana for Tashlumin of Mitzvah Sukkah. Some kavana for the shlumin of mitzvah sukkah is different. So the Meiri says that you could be mashlum and shmini atzeres b'sukkah. If your whole problem is what? Rebbe Eliezer holds that you have to eat in the sukkah. How can tashlumin work outside the sukkah? The answer is no. The tashlumin works taka inside the sukkah. You're eating in the sukkah. Shmini atzeres is no problem. What was the kasha of the Gemara? What was the kasha of the Gemara? The Meiri suggests like this. Meiri says, I can suggest a different pshat in the kasha. What was the kasha? Rebbe Eliezer holds yidal etzudas chayav alam lechol v'sukkah. What was the kasha? The kasha was not from the word besukkah. The kasha was, why does Rebbe Eliezer only say that you can be mashlim the suda of leila yom tov rishon? He said you chayav to eat 14 sudas. What happened to the tashlumin of the other sudas? That was the kasha of the Gemara. That was the kasha. The kasha wasn't, but it has to be besukkah. That's not a kasha, because we knew that you were going to do the tashlumin. Of course you'll do tashlumin besukkah. That's not a kasha of the Gemara. It's up to Meiri. That couldn't be the kasha of the Gemara. Because avadi you're going to do the tashlumin besukkah. Rashi felt, no, that is the kasha, because you're not going to do the tashlumin besukkah, because you can't. Baltosif comes to Meiri and says, no, it's not baltosif, because you only have kavanas tashlumin, not kavanas mitzvah. So that was a davar pasha that your tashlumin and shmini atzeres was going to be besukkah. So there was never a kasha, but the tashlumin shouldn't work because it has to be besukkah. It will be besukkah. That wasn't the kasha. The kasha was what happened to the other 13 sudas. Rebbe Eliezer holds that you have to eat 14 sudas, but you can only be mashlin leila yom tov rishon. You can only be mashlin the sud of the first night. Why dafka the sud of the first night? That was the kasha of the Gemara. So Amar Bira, the teretz of the Gemara was Rebbe Eliezer was chosebo and says that you don't have to eat the 14 sudas. You only have a chi of the first night. That's the focus, the first night. So then we understand that you'll have the tashlumin on Shmini Atzeres, besukkah. Everything is beautiful. If Rebbe Eliezer was not chosebo, he said that you have to eat 14 sudas, then Taka said, it's fair. Why did he only talk about tashlumin from the first night? But if he was chosebo from the 14 sudas, and he says you only have to eat the first suda on the night of Yom Tov, then everything is gevaldik. He said you have to eat the first suda at night, right? The first night of Yom Tov. And he also said that you can have a tashlumin for that suda on Shmini Atzeres in the sukkah mistama. Aye, baltosif? It's not baltosif because you have kavanas tashlumin, not kavanas mitzvah. That's how the Meiri wanted to learn the shaka of the Tayyar the Gemara. He wasn't troubled with Rashi's kasha b'chlal, Rashi's understanding of the kasha, because avada, the tashlumin is going to take place in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because you only have kavanas tashlumin, not a kavanas mitzvah. Why didn't Rashi just learn like the Meiri and the Ritva? It's a pretty simple pshat in the kasha. Why did he have to say, no, the kasha was besukkah. Rebbe Eliezer requires sukkah, and you're not going to have sukkah. You're not going to have sukkah. Even if that kasha is a good kasha, l'shitas Rashi, because he holds that you can't be mashlim besukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But he could have just learned Pashat. Why didn't he just learn Pashat? That the kasha was, what happened to the tashlumin of the other sudas? And the answer is, Rebbe Eliezer was chosebo from the other sudas. It's just a very Pashat pshat. I'm looking for Pashat pshat. Pashat pshat, so why don't Rashi just give Pashat pshat? Well, what does he have to stand on his head and then he gets involved with Baltaisif and Shmini Atzeres? What do you need it for? The kasha is, Rebbe Eliezer holds in 14 sudas. What happened to the tashlumin of the other days? The other sudas. And then the answer is, he was chosebo from the other 13. So that's why he only talked about tashlumin of the first time. Why couldn't he suggest such a pshat in the shak of the time? Rashi didn't want to do that. Just like the Meiri didn't want to understand the kasha of the Gemara like Rashi, because he thought it's not a kasha because avada, the tashlumin, is going to be occurring in the sukkah. The Zelba Pizman, according to Rashi, it's the same idea. Rashi felt that the Meiri's pshat would not have been a kasha either. Why? What's the kasha? Meiri says the kasha is Rebbe Eliezer holds you need 14 sudas, so why did he only talk about tashlumin of the first night? The answer is poshut, because the Chachamim argued and the Chachamim said that you only have a chi of the first night. Zot. Rebbe Eliezer, I argue with you fundamentally, Chachamim. I claim that you have a chi of 14 sudas, but even according to you that you only have a chi of the first night, at least admit to me that there's a din tashlumin. That's what he was saying to them. It's not that he was saying that there's no tashlumin for the other sudas. Rabbi Lazar agrees that there's a chiyuv of 14 sudas and there's tashlumin for all the sudas. He was saying, according to the Chachamim, even according to the Chachamim, you claim Chachamim that there's only a chiyuv the first night. Okay, so fine. I'm not gonna. I mean, I argue with you. You know, it's a matter that's open for debate. But even according to you, at least admit to me, for the one sudas there is a chiyuv that you should be able to be mashlim, and come to Chachamim and say we argue with you about that too. Not only the first issue, but the second issue too. That's the whole back and forth. So you can't ask Akasha, what? Rabbi Lezer holds that there are 14 sudas. Why does he only talk about Tashlumin from the first night? He talks about Tashlumin from the first night because there's an audience to his time. The Chachamim are the audience that are listening to the second time. Right? His second time is, even according to you, Chachamim, that you hold there's only a chiyuv the first night, but at least there should be a din Tashlumin for the first night. According to me, I hold there's Tashlumin for all 14. But at least according to you, there should be tashlumin for the first night. And the Chachamim argue even with that. So you can't, so Rashi will say, you can't learn the kasha like the Meiri and the Ritva. Because that's not a kasha. Rabbi Elazar is talking to the Chachamim, so he's formulating it. He's formulating his din based on what the Chachamim say. And in fact, according to that, it's meduyik, the lashon of the Mishnah. You got to keep the bracket in. Rabbi Elazar says, "Mishalo ocha leila yom tefrishon." He's focusing on the leila yom tefrishon case, not yom tefrishon, any suda of yom tefrishon. Dafka the first night, because he's coming to argue with the chachamim to say that even you, the chachamim, hold there's a chiyuv when a chiyuv only the night, the first night. Still, admit to me that there's a tashlumin for that suda. That's what he's picking on. That's why you got to add that word lele to the Mishnah, because that's the key to the whole back and forth between the two of them. Okay, these are two approaches in the Gemara, two very different approaches in the Gemara. It's to how to understand the Shaka B'nai. What's the Kasha? What's the Teres? Why didn't each Rishon, each school of thought, not learn like the other? Because they assume that the other school of thought is too poshut in the Gemara. Right? It's too poshut. Why that's not a kash? So that's why they had to learn. They had to learn differently. The only problem that still remains is Rashi. Rashi. We still don't know what the pshat in Rashi is, right? Because according to the Teretz, what comes out? Rabbi Elazar admits that you don't have to have 14 sudas, but he still says that you need to have that one suda in the sukkah. So if the kasha of the Gemara according to Rashi is what? Nochamo. The kasha of the Gemara according to Rashi is how can the tashlumin work on Shmini Atzeres? There's no, help me, there's no sukkah. If the kasha is how can the tashlumin work on Shmini Atzeres? There's no sukkah. So how did we answer anything? Rabbi Elazar was chosuba, but he still holds that you have to have the first suda in the sukkah. So how does the tashlumin Shmini Atzeres work for the first suda? For the suda of the first night? It still is supposed to be the sukkah, and the tashlumin Shmini Atzeres is not going to be the sukkah. So how can it work? How can it work? So says Simon, maybe the answer is that the whole idea is if you only have a chiyuv the first night, maybe the nature of that chiyuv is somehow fundamentally different. Maybe that chiyuv doesn't require a sukkah. Maybe that's the ultimate answer for Rashi. That the whole shakavatai of the Gemara revolves around this question. Right? If you were to assume Rabbi Elazar holds it as a chiyuv of 14 sudas, so then we're talking not only about the first night, we're talking about the other days as well. That's a mitzvah yeshiva besukkah. But if all we're talking about is the first night, so then we're free to say maybe the whole mitzvah is somehow different. Somehow different, and it's not going to require sukkah. It's not going to require sukkah. If it's not going to require sukkah, then we can understand why the tashlumin is going to be able to be on Shmini Atzeres, even though you can't eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So that's what the Marshal says, a world famous Chachma Shlomo. This is just world famous. One of the most famous Chachma Shlomos in all of Sukkah, certainly in second paragraph. What does the Marshal say? I'm not sure if you had a chance to see it, but if you didn't, just follow along with me. Beautiful piece in the Chachma Shlomo. What does he say? Nirali Dahi Perusha. Chazabo Ribalezim mean Yudalit Sudas Pesukkah. So what does that mean? Says the Marsha, "V'lo koi ela aleila yomtav harisha." Ve'af al pisha osa suda bal karcha tzricha sukkah. Even though that sukkah requires a sukkah, you got to eat in the sukkah the first night. Mikomakom chiyuva de yudalid. He doesn't mean yudalid. He meant chiyuva de tesvav. He got confused with the yudalid sudis, so he wrote yudalid. He means chiyuva de tesvav, the chiyuva of the tesvav at night, right? Lele tesvav. Chiyuva de tesvav lav besukatal yiva. Eliyafina milele pesach letzarech achila. It's a briska marshal. We learn out the gzeres shava tesvav tesvav that you need achila the first night. But once you need an achila, it's got to be besukah, because every achila has to be in the sukkah. Right? Every achila is supposed to be in the sukkah. Mikamakom ikar mitzvasa toli ba'achila, he says. Mikamakom ikar mitzvasa toli ba'achila. The real mitzvah is the achila. Mishapachi yochol lahashlima ba'achila suda achrini ba'ech shehi. You can be mashlim it any other time. Not in the sukkah. It doesn't have to be in the sukkah. It doesn't have to be in the sukkah. You can be mashlim on Shemini Atzeres even if it's not in the sukkah. You have a matzrich, Rebbe Lezer, Yudalit Sudas Besukkah, but if Rebbe Lezer would have required 14 Sudas in the sukkah, Al-Karchim, Miteshu Kain Taduru, Nafik. Tzarech Yudalit Besukkah. De'ikach Yuvayu Besukkah Talia. Then Kain, Ech Moel Hashlama. If Rabbi Elazar would have required Yudalit Sudas Besukkah, so that's a chiyuv of sukkah. It's not a mitzvah sachila, it's a chova sukkah. If it's a chova sukkah, then it doesn't make sense that you should be able to be mashlim outside the sukkah. But if you say he was chozav and he says you don't require Yudalit Sudas, that all you require is a sudah the first night, so then we can understand. Then we can understand. Maybe the nature of the chiyuv is that it's only a mitzvah sachila. Maybe you do have to eat in the sukkah on the first night, because that's a day of sukkah, so you'd have to eat in the sukkah that night. But fundamentally, the chiyuv is a mitzvah achila, and if it's a mitzvah achila, then you should be able to be mashlim that outside the sukkah. So that's the teretz of the Gemara. Right? Rebbe Lezer was chozav from Yudalit Sudas. He only said there's a chiyuv the first night. That chiyuv is totally different. It's not a chovas yeshiva, it's a chovas achila. And that chovas achila can have a tashlumin even outside the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That's the mashal's big chish. There's a lot here. It's not at all poshut that the mashal is correct. I mean, I'm not just saying if you argue with the nature of the chiyuv on the first night, then obviously there's nothing to talk about. But even if you hold like the Rambam, the Rav, this creative pshat that the chiyuv the first night is not a chovas yeshiva, it's a chovas achila, is what the Mashal is saying, muchrach, that the mitzvah is a mitzvah achila, and it can be fulfilled outside the sukkah. It's only because of the context. It happens to be sukkah, so you have to eat it in sukkah. But the tashlumen of that first achila can be done in Shmini Atzeres outside the sukkah. Really? That's what the mitzvah achila is, Dovi?
Say to me, he was like in the Diyuk in Rashi, where it says, the Rashi says in the Mishnah, Chutz Milei Yom Tov Rishon, he says, She'ena Rishai Lehisanos, which means like, you're not allowed to fast. Meaning, the chiyuv is only to eat. The chiyuv is that you're not allowed to fast.
Okay.
Not that.
But can you fathom the svara that there's just a mitzvah sachila, it's unrelated to sukkah. Unrelated to sukkah. It happens to be contextually related, but it's not really related to sukkah. Is that really the pshat? Yes?
I think he's saying different than the second day of learning, because they're learning, let's give achila as dafka b'sukkah.
Oh, exactly. Right. He's saying this, a stama mitzvah sachila. Stama mitzvah achila, and that's why the tashlumin doesn't have to be besukkah. If you were learning the mitzvah achila was besukkah, then you can't have a tashlumin outside the sukkah. You can have an achila outside the sukkah, but it's not going to be tashlumin for the chiyuv of the first night, because the chiyuv of the first night is beid the zachin suzamin. It's two things together. It's a maisa achila besukkah. You need both together. Without both together, you're missing half of it. Marshal is a tremendous chiddush. He's taking this mechudish dikapshat and he's turning it into a chiddush agavi chiddush. Not only is there a mitzvah sachila, not only is there no chiyuv yeshiva besukkah the first night, it's not even a chovas achila besukkah, it's just a chovas achila. That's all. It just happens to be that the first night you're going to have to eat that in the sukkah. But it's a mitzvah achila, that's it. Because a mitzvah achila, that's why the tashlumin can occur on Shmini Atzeres even outside the sukkah. Look at some of the other mefarshim, you'll see that not everyone agreed with this tremendous chiddush. That even if you want to agree to part of it, to say that there's a mitzvah achila, but to say that there can be a mitzvah achila outside the sukkah, that's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. So we'll have to see what other pshatim and rashi we can suggest.